Hey!
This is JJ and Alex. I made a name for myself, I told you I won't be denied. As you wrap up your day, it's time to get your fix of the teams you live for and the sports you love. This is JJ and Alex, presented by G2G Bars on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Pillars are the same. So although the sports are very different and we get to embrace maybe somewhat of a different audience, the pillars are the same for us, which are we want to bring a championship. We want to bring a Stanley Cup to Utah, obviously. Yeah. We want to continue creating the greatest fan experience in all of sports. And so that's really exciting.
Welcome on in to a historic day right here in the state of Utah. And on the KSL Sports Zone, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone, Alex Keery, Jeremiah Jensen, JJ and Alex on a special edition of the program. We are outside of Delta Center. Did I say it right?
That is correct.
You can't say the. We are outside Delta Center, where the doors will be open at 4 o'clock to fans. Nobody told them that, though. They thought it was 3, apparently, because... Or that's just the fever pitch of where we're at right now, outside of the stadium. We are broadcasting... outside on the plaza here, where the entire place has been rebranded as the NHL. Today we are an NHL country. We are an NHL team officially right here in the state of Utah. The players got off the plane, of course, today, and they're going to be introduced at a press conference. We've got a couple of things going on here. We have, JJ, I don't know if we lost count at this point how many different hockey sweaters and how many hockey teams are represented by the folks that are in line here. This is a good few hundred people already just lined up in front of us that we can see.
Oh, yeah.
They are beyond elated. A couple of times you've seen the crowd burst into some cheers. That might be because of people from your ilk. The TV folks are goading them into some B-roll for later tonight.
Maybe.
To be seen on TV.
Maybe.
That's not something that you're above, so we'll do that kind of stuff later. We'll do that. Why
yeah,
not?
Why not?
I don't know how many teams are represented here, JJ. The one that's most important, though, is the one that has no name yet,
yes.
Which is the one that's going to be living in this stadium come the fall. And starting today, when the team is going to be introduced, you're going to meet some of the players. We're going to be able to hear from them. We're covering it for you all day long here from the plaza right outside Delta Center. You're going to hear from the GM, the coach, a couple players. Certainly, Ryan and Ashley Smith are going to be – boy, we've asked a lot of them over the last week, haven't we?
Yeah.
we've made them do all of it, and they're happy to oblige, and it's just a really, really fun thing. Basically, every hockey franchise is represented here.
I think we're at 15.
We're at 15 different franchises.
Yeah. I'm going to have to start keeping a list.
And then, of course, there's a LeBron James Lakers jersey because they can't help but show up and be a part of this as well, right?
Because everyone has a LeBron James jersey.
Those guys can't help but be a part of it as well.
After 20 years.
We've got the full show for you right here outside the plaza. We're going to be bringing you all sorts of fun stuff all day long, including live coverage from inside the Delta Center. You're going to be able to hear the team introduced. The live band is about to fire up right outside here. If you haven't heard or haven't gotten a special invite yet, let us extend that invite to you today because the party is right outside here. We are between Broadcast House and Delta Center. We're right on the plaza at Delta Center, and you can go over and walk. I mean, you've got all sorts of stuff to be able to do today, but the bands are going to be going. I've had multiple people ask me for swag. They're like, hey, get me one of those shirts. And you and I both said this. What shirts are we getting you exactly?
Yeah.
As we have a young lady who does have some swag, though.
Whoa.
Utah Yeti shirts are already
She's
coming
ready
out.
To go.
Utah Yeti versus the Colorado Avalanche. How do you – listen.
These fans are not waiting until the name is announced. They have already made their decision. They've already got their gear.
They even have the tickets to the game.
Are you selling these jerseys?
Versus the Colorado Avalanche.
This is awesome.
This is wild. This is a game that hasn't
been.
Now we're talking right here.
You're live on radio. We're taking a picture.
Absolutely. We got to post that on there because it's a team that has not been named yet, facing off against in a future game that has not happened yet. Even has the versus the Colorado Avalanche. So apparently the Avs have been signed up for a game against the Utah Yeti already. Now, I don't think that we have that team yet, but the party has obviously started out. The weather's totally cooperating. It's beautiful out here. It's the nicest day we've had all year long, and it's appropriate for one of the best days we've had in Utah sports history. It seems like we've had these days, JJ, that just keep starting out a momentous day, a historic day.
Every step of the way
right
here.
And this is another one.
Has been something new, and we've been so excited to bring the next step here on 97.5 the KSL Sports Zone. JJ and Alex, you and I were talking about this in January before everything happened. March 6th is when this actually materialized, where Gary Bettman had a meeting with the owner of the Arizona Coyotes, Alex Morello, where this plan was actually discussed. But we saw this as an opportunity before that. And you saw the path where Ashley and Ryan Olsen apply for an expansion team in the NHL. That was telling. And so all these steps have taken place, and here we are today where this moved so quickly. And now I'm standing in front of Delta Center, and there's NHL logos all over this building that I've been around since I was a kid, and I'm just, like, blown away. I can't believe this is happening.
You call them Ashley, Ryan and Ashley Olsen, because I think you thought they were the Olsen twins. You know what?
Let me start over. Ryan and Ashley Smith.
There you go. I was like, where would that have come from? And then I went, oh, boy, we grew up in a different – now, this is a new one we haven't seen, a Calgary Flames tank top.
Love it.
Listen,
okay, Flames is going on the list.
Flames is going
we
on the list.
Flames on the
we're
list.
We're now 17 franchises in that are represented just in front of us right here at our broadcast booth. But, yeah, it's been about as good of a start as you could have had because it's happening, right? I mean, that's the whole thing. At this point, the train has left the station. The plane landed today with the players on it. And by the way, they were wearing – if you're telling me there's no swag, it's a lie, because somebody has sweatshirts somewhere. The team was wearing these NHL Utah sweatshirts today as they got off the plane, and, man, it's been really fun. We want to invite you down to Delta Center. We want to invite you out. They've got it's an open-to-the-public situation. Get in. Pack the stands out here at Delta Center. They want you to be able to – it's a free event. Come down. I think we've got a – is this a face painting situation? Is this what?
Oh, the face paint's breaking out
right now.
If
we don't get our faces painted by the end of the show, I'm going to be pissed.
We failed.
We did not do a good job if we don't do it. Our program is always brought to you by G2G Bars. All natural ingredients and no preservatives make the G2G Bar perfect for anybody who needs a quick, tasty, and nutritious boost. But let's kick off the show as we always do. With the cut, we'll jump right in here. We've got so much to cover today. A lot of it's going to be surrounding that the NHL and all of the stuff that's going to be following us around all day today. I get so buoyed up by this, JJ, to see all these people out here. But let's kick everything off with the cut, as we always do.
It's time for the biggest story of the day. This is What Made the Cut with JJ and Alex on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
I'm trying to figure out what this is. This isn't the Golden Eagles next to us over here, is it?
That's the solid Golden Eagles jersey.
Look at
yes.
that. That's about as cool as it
that
gets.
That is awesome.
That is the best one we've seen today. I thought, well, no. How? But, man, that is absolutely amazing. We're going to grab people, I think, too. We got to do some man-on-the-street stuff going in here as we get going here in just a minute. But, I mean, really, it's so fun to be able to see this in action. It's one thing to be able to talk about it. It's another to actually get – it's another one to actually get people out here, and this is the first event that the public has been able to come out to. I mean, of course, aside from the impromptu everybody showing up at the private airport out here at Salt Lake City Airport to be able to witness the team show up. I will say, from a getting the team going and getting everything figured out, you have next to us right here a booth where they're actually taking more deposits for season tickets, which, again, we're approaching that 30,000 mark, and we're also approaching a point where, I mean, I don't know at this point how many more deposits do you need for season tickets, because it seems like they're already getting to the point now where we're going to have to cap that thing off at some point, right?
I mean, but you're going to keep taking them because you never know. And I think it's also important to gauge just how much interest there is. Do we get to 30? Do we get to 40? Do they get to 50? How much interest is there in season tickets for this new club? I'd be fascinated to see it. Overall, though, Alex, what it does is it shows just how much support there is built in already for this franchise. And I've been told that very few of those deposits are coming from Jazz season ticket holders. So this is a brand new fan base that is developing here. People who love hockey and are latching on to this and can't wait to be a part of it. There's so much room for another professional sports team here And we're seeing that right now, which is awesome. You know, the Jazz are going to have their fans, and I hope there's crossover. I think there certainly will be. But what it does tell you is this market can support not only the teams we already have here, but many, many more. And it's just a matter of time before we do get more, Alex. And I think we're looking, you know, don't want to get too far ahead. We're certainly locked into this today. But when does Major League Baseball decide to give this market a try? I think that's coming pretty soon, too. So something like this shows everybody around the country that Salt Lake City and the state of Utah are ready for something this big.
I thought you were going to go ready for the Yeti. I was about to.
Are you ready for the Yeti?
I was about to quit the show.
Get your season tickets now.
They're now officially wrapping around the building. They're telling fans too that you can't actually have you can't. They're like, hey, you're not going to be able to stand right in front of the stage while the band is going here because you will be blown out. Those ears won't be able to handle it. So the party is getting started here at Delta Center, and everybody's excited about it. My question is, if you're somebody who's brand new to hockey, which obviously a lot of the people in this line I would assume are not,
no,
but you are going to have a lot that are going, look, I'm coming down here because I want to jump on. We know how it works. If you've never been in a market, when you add a team to a market, JJ, the fascinating thing is what ends up happening, which is a fan base gets created immediately. And it's a really, really crazy thing to watch. And it's something that we haven't had to do here in a long, long, long time. The most recent of like the quote-unquote major sports, right? None of the big four, obviously. But the closest that we would have is, I guess, Real Salt Lake. I think about like Real Madrid coming to town back when David Beckham was on that team. And part of the promotion, obviously, of getting Real Salt Lake into MLS. And you know what they did? They won an MLS Cup not that long after they had really come to town and been a team for not more than a handful of seasons. And there were ardent supporters from the very beginning. So my question is, how long does it take to build a fan base? And how long does it take to not just get a great season ticket base, but the corporate donors, but the people who are – I mean, I would assume that from a literal standpoint, the line is out the door – but also from a figurative standpoint of like the people who want to get on board as sponsors who may not have been able to get on board with the Jazz, this is a perfect opportunity for them too. Everything around this seems to be like it's its own economy to be able to bring a team like this to Utah. That's another part of why it's important.
Every question you just brought up has already been answered. Let's start with the season tickets. 30,000 season ticket deposits already. The building only fills 16,500 this fall in this upcoming season. Once the renovation's done, they'll get up to about 17,300, 17,500
right.
unobstructed seats, which is going to be awesome. Then the next thing, you ask corporate sponsorship. Well, we're in this market, and I know for a fact that, so for instance, the Utah Jazz, they do exclusive sponsorship. So if you're a credit union and you want to sponsor the Utah Jazz, you get exclusive. There's no other credit unions can do that.
Right.
How many credit unions are in this state? How many credit unions want to be a part of a professional sports franchise? There's going to be a line that's going to try to win a bid to get the NHL. The corporate sponsorship is there. That corporate sponsorship probably wasn't there even 10 years ago, but the tech boom and everything else that's happened in the last decade, all that money is there. There's so many opportunities. People are hungry for this. Companies are hungry to be sponsors. You're seeing it right now. Alex, you're seeing this. We're witnessing the excitement firsthand right here, right now. And then you're also seeing it on that side of things. So I think all of that's done. The only thing that's going to be left to decide is, A, how good is this team going to be on the ice? We have to wait until October to do that, and they've got an offseason to do that. They've got a lot of cap space. They're going to have probably at a minimum the sixth pick in the draft. Maybe they get higher than that and win the lottery. That's coming up here soon. And a bevy of draft picks to improve the team. So you have those opportunities, and Ryan Smith's going to spend. And so Bill Armstrong, for the first time during his tenure of this club, which used to be the Arizona Coyotes, is going to be able to have license to, instead of keeping the payroll tight, he's going to be able to go out and maybe make a run at a free agent. Maybe he's going to make a run at a big trade. Because there's a lot of teams in this league that are capped out. You're watching some of them in the playoffs right now. There's teams that are going to have to be making changes. There's going to be opportunities for this team to bring big-name talent in here. We've already got Clayton Keller, who's an all-star. So there's plenty to build on as well. This young roster is awesome. Gunther, Doan. These are young names you're going to fall in love with this fall. Prowse, these are all great players. So there's a lot of excitement about what this team is and what it can become. And then on the other side of that, what is this dang team's name going to be?
Well, by the way.
Because I can't wait. And I'm being honest, Alex, we'll get into this in the next segment. So I don't want to go into the actual names yet. But there's just nothing that's obvious, right? And you look around the NHL, and there's some great names. Branding is so important.
Huge.
And it needs to be subtle and clean and bold. If you look at all...
Well, which one is it? Sudden, bold,
it could
and
be all the
subtle?
Things I just
which
said.
One?
Well, it's got to be. It's got to be. It's. It can't be complicated. Yeah, is what
for
I'm saying.
Sure. For sure.
Look at all the. We're looking right. Like the San Jose Sharks. That logo has been there from the beginning. You know what that logo is. That you can't do the Chicago Blackhawks one. I'm not going to say well, you can do that. The Colorado Avalanche logo. We're looking at the Capitals, the Rangers, the Blues. It's been around since the '60s, and it hasn't changed, and it hasn't needed to change because you know what those colors and what that looks like. The Dallas Stars uniforms, these Kelly Green uniforms are awesome.
Yes.
So you got to nail the branding. You got to nail it. It's got to be great. It's got to be something that, A, identifies our state and our city and our community. B, that the rest of the league thinks is awesome because you want to sell jerseys not just here in Utah but all over the world. You want to establish a hockey brand that will be recognized so that when you start winning, everybody – knows who you are, and they get behind who you are and get excited about who you are. So those are a lot of things that still need to be answered, but I can't wait to find out what they are.
No one cares about having any answers really today. It's about mostly being able to kind of – this is to get together and hang out. I mean, really – And now we're seeing a bevy of Utah Grizzlies jerseys walking in, which I always love. You got the local flair here. And by the way, when you mentioned all of that and all the different brands that go along with this and all the money, I mean, you know how it is. I mean, you can whiff. We have whiffed before. We have whiffed recently on some of the colors and jerseys, things like that. And yet, at the same time,
even the Jazz have whiffed,
right?
Yeah.
But the fan base is still buy the gear, right? And they go, yeah. "I want to be a part of this." We're excited about it. You heard at the top of the show, Ashley Smith, that soundbite from last week when she talked about bringing a Stanley Cup here into town. And let's go back and revisit what the commissioner, Gary Bettman, said about why these people are all right here and why everyone kind of – you don't have to do much of a market study to figure out if people are going to get excited about it. But it's not just about that. The NHL also kind of figured out that Ryan Smith – was not joking, that Utah is a market that's ready for this, and this is what he had to say about the NHL being here.
We couldn't be more excited about the opportunity for us to have a franchise here in Salt Lake City, in Utah. When we were figuring out where we wanted to be, where we could go, a few things happened. One, Ryan started banging on my door 2 years ago talking about bringing a franchise, an expansion franchise, to Salt Lake City. In addition to us keeping close tabs on him and Ashley and all the great work that they do here in Salt Lake City, what they've done with the Utah Jazz and how accomplished they are and how community-minded they are, we focused on the fact that these are the types of owners that we want and that this is the type of community we'd like to be a part of. And so for us, when the opportunity came to come to Salt Lake City, it was something that we were very strongly focused on and something that we felt we wanted to accomplish.
I want to bring right in on the tail of that, Ryan Smith talking about this community very first off the bat here about the support that they knew that they were going to be able to get with an NHL team coming here.
For Utah, I hope we carry ourselves with the same strut in our step, the trust in ourselves that they have in us. And I think it's a big bet on us. And I'm so incredibly amazed, but not surprised at how we show up. Like, it is incredible. It's emotional to see how much everyone cares about their state. And specifically, you know, adding, you know, 40 plus, 50 with the play, like nights of entertainment downtown. That's what it looks like. I think we've been here and we've wanted more. And we've said we are more and we can be more. And here we are.
Oh, boy. When you talk about the support that's coming, when you talk about the community out, the community support, we're watching people being now accordioned into What I can only call JJ is now like an emergency line situation, which is they have too many people who are lined up out here, and they're like, we cannot keep rolling them around the building. We've got to kind of figure out a zigzag situation, and so they're being super accommodating to the people who are all showing up for this party outside Delta Center today. And that's exactly what this is. But
the line is moving.
We talked about Ron.
I don't know where they're going.
I know. Well, they're wrapping them around here. Watch.
Holy
you see this?
Cow.
Whoop! They're wrapping them around right here to kind of zigzag through. It's basically the airport TSA line, but with a much cooler, vibe to it, with a much more fun vibe to it. So as people are getting excited for this, when you heard Ryan Smith right there go, it's emotional to think about. It's emotional. I remember hearing that when it first happened on Friday, and then we've heard it again, you know, just now and earlier in the or on Monday we played this. And I, you know, you kind of go, oh, okay, yeah, for you guys, because it's going to be your team and it's cool to watch something like that. But there is something that happens where you go, oh, no, you know what? This is what we've dedicated our lives to, right? The sports here in the state of Utah and here in Salt Lake City. And to watch something like this it's nothing short of emotional, right? Where you watch and you go, well, the people are there. I'm not talking about crying into a hanky. What I'm talking about is people are on the absolute cusp of breaking into cheers at any moment right now. Like, if somebody says something relatively positive every few minutes, and people start to cheer about it. You've heard – you see people we've heard a Let's Go Yetis a chant that had already been started up here. Hey, this is Detroit Red Wings. Is that old –
That's Coyote. We got our first Coyotes jersey.
We got a Yotes jersey. We got a Steve Yzerman.
That's a collector's item now.
It absolutely is. Yeah, you know what?
That's an inactive jersey.
I know.
Inactive sweater, sorry.
Inactive sweater. My goodness, the amount of the vibe that's right out here outside the plaza, I cannot paint a good enough picture of the amount of work that's going into this thing. We know all these same folks who work at the Delta Center who have been ushering people in and out of stadiums. For even Frozen Fury, right?
Yeah.
Preseason hockey, great. This is different, right? When you finally get to kind of get in and go, we're a hockey town, and I say that, we don't like to say we in our business, right? We don't say we, but this is a we kind of day.
This is a we moment.
This is an us kind of day, and I can't be more excited for something like this. We've got tons to bring for you, including we've got now a list, at least as it stands, of a full list of trademark names, including some additions today of names that have been added to the list. And I'm going to be honest, I don't know if I feel the hockey spirit on all these yet. Okay? I want to roll these out and we'll kind of go through. And if these are the names we all are just totally going to be set on of what we could be choosing from, that's one thing. But JJ has his own thoughts as to what this team is going to look like next year in terms of a brand and even a color scheme. So we'll come back and we'll talk about that next. Stay with us. We're right outside Delta Center. You come down to the party, you will be – don't wait for the invite. The invite has been extended by Ryan and Ashley Smith, and they will happily host you today here at Delta Center to be able to hang out with the folks right here at the stadium and getting you ready for this new hockey team who you're going to be introduced to today. We're going to carry all of it. Every live piece that they'll give us, JJ, we're going to carry it. And so we're going to bring it all to you right here. No better place to get the coverage of the NHL right here in the state of Utah than right here, 97.5. The KSL Sports Zone. Stay with us.
Your home for the best coverage of the Jazz, Utes, and Cougars is right here on The Zone. This is JJ and Alex, presented by G2G Bars on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Columbus River Dragons.
The Columbus River Dragons. Jamil, our own Jamil, who runs the Utah Jazz games, rolling up in a Columbus River Dragons jersey, might be the best pull of the day. That might be the best sweater of the day.
My guess is we're not going to see another one here, which is awesome. I love that. Columbus, Georgia. Cool. A lot of great jerseys here. Everybody decked out. Lines are long.
It's awesome. It's beyond long. I'm shaking hands with people I haven't seen in years. Honestly, you know what's funny?
Yeah.
It's crazy to see the amount of fans that have come out. Remember, I was like, there's a couple hundred people here already. We're already, I don't know, what, a half hour into the show? And it's definitely moved past that few thousand mark. And JJ was hesitant to tell people to keep coming down just because it's going to be hard to get in at some point. I don't know where they – I think
get down open, here now. I'm just open, saying. Don't wait.
Are they opening the doors at 4? Is that when they said they're going to open them up?
No. The opening the doors, that's
a
good question.
Because we're going to have people –
we know they want to be ready to go for the introductions and everything at 5:30, so everybody, they want them in their seats. So I imagine they're letting them in earlier than that.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's only so many seats in here.
Well,
so.
I would imagine it's a fluid situation at this point with the line.
Just come down here. It's free. Like, roll the dice, man. But just it's just awesome to see this, Alex. I'm just blown away.
I know. It's fun.
I mean, I'm not surprised,
right.
But it's still so cool to see it.
Well, they said they're going to have a party.
They're
going to have a party, and
we got live band. We're ready to go.
Hold on. What's the name of the team who are the bad guys in Mighty Ducks?
Ooh, that's
somebody's
a good
rolling out with the bad guys jersey in Mighty Ducks. I've seen national
TV show or movie?
No, the movie. No. The first movie. When you got the bad guys who Emilio Estevez, you know, that was the team he played for growing up.
Team Iceland?
No, that was number two. Come on, get your Disney movies down, bro.
I mean, I'm trying to. There's so many dang Mighty Ducks movies.
I know. Number one is the
Lord Dragonus? What am I even looking at here?
Is it the Hawks? See, it is. It is. See
the whole time it's the Hawks?
Yes. But see, look, see the guy wearing the black. There's a guy wearing a black hockey sweater over here. It says Hawks on the front.
So that's what that is.
Yes.
And we got a nice eclectic group here.
I'm telling you, I think Jamil rolling up
NHL
with the
NHL minor league.
I think, listen,
Columbus River Dragons out of Columbus, Georgia. You're not going to find
a more obscure
jersey.
But
here.
See, this guy's wearing a homemade Yeti. This guy's wearing a homemade Yeti sweater.
Well, he's got his vote.
I love how people are like, they're like, I'm going to dig in here. Well, how are you going to get people to like it? I'm going to make a shirt. I'm making a shirt. I'm showing up to the party.
Two people now who have already made Yeti shirts.
They've already made their own. Well, his is out of black gaff tape.
That's just so good.
And just a white generic hockey sweater.
That's so good.
That is awesome. Faces are being painted. They are making balloon animals, presumably of your mascot of choice, and we can figure it out. So the live band is popping. The fans are going here. So we were talking about the team names. That's a good. It's an appropriate segue into this one because the full list now actually includes 9 trademark submissions that have been filed with the same group. By the way, we're assuming that it's associated with Ryan Smith and Ashley Smith and company. But I do want to understand exactly where some of these are coming from. Okay, so. Here are the lists. Now, we know they're going to be voted on at some point. And then I do want you to tell me exactly what your thoughts are because I know that you had a vibe as to what you think is going to happen next year with this team when it comes to naming and branding and all that. So the Utah Blizzard, these are all trademarks that have been filed for, by the way. Utah Blizzard, Utah Venom, Utah Fury, Utah HC, and Utah Hockey Club. Those are two different ones that are the same, right, in terms of that in that sense. The Utah Yetis. Now, is it Yeti or Yetis?
One's singular and one's plural. So you choose.
Right, okay. I'm just wondering
if Yeti. Is it just one singular Yeti or are we all Yetis?
See, now look, this guy's passing around propaganda for the Utah Mountaineers over here.
Utah Mountaineers? Okay, let's throw that out there.
I love how he said.
How about a mountain goat
mascot
with the Mountaineers? That's not bad.
Right.
I like
okay.
it.
Now, he's got a poem and everything. He goes,
wow.
Okay, so the Utah. These are the actual trademarks, though. Utah Yetis, Utah Outlaws, the Utah Ice. That's a new one for me. I haven't seen the Utah Ice.
Yeah.
And then the other newest one that I immediately want to reject is the Utah Mammoth. Please walk away with that one. I do not need that. I don't want any part of this.
Walking away?
I'm walking away from Mammoth.
You're not on Mammoth. Okay.
What are we doing here? And Utah Ice,
look,
listen, it sounds
Nashville
like it
has
sounds
the Predators, which is a saber-toothed tiger.
Maybe they found a
it's
couple
Nashville.
There.
It's Nashville. I mean, that they, works. That's been successful.
Maybe they found a couple there. You don't know. They're all.
What, the saber-toothed tigers like country music? How's that work?
I'm just saying.
Why Nashville?
I don't know. But, again, You said not to make it complicated. I don't think you could get more complicated than what Jamil was wearing with the River
that
Dragons.
That is crazy.
But it was also – it's
but
River
that's
Dragons.
So minor league
it's
hockey,
like
right?
Teal,
which is awesome.
It's red. It's teal, red, orange with the fire on it. I mean, it's all sorts of crazy. So those are the teams that have been filed for. Now, you think it's going to go a different direction. At the very least – The name might have to wait, and that might be because of a long-term branding situation. So, what do you think is actually going to happen? Because you saw the team get off of the plane today with that NHL shield on it, and it just said Utah NHL on the front of those sweatshirts, which we're efforting to see if we can find one and get a hold of one ourselves. But the question is, does Utah go with a generic NHL kind of vibe for next year with just a straightforward NHL black, white, and silver to kick things off before they really get the branding going? Or how do you think it's really going to go?
Well, we've heard two things now. The first thing we heard when the sale went down last week was initially they felt like there's just no way they would be able to get enough time and be able to process it well enough to get the proper branding together by the time the season starts in September. I mean, you're going to camp in like early September with what you should have your gear, right? So the belief was at that point that they would probably go with a generic name, Utah Hockey Club, and play in black and white, right? Whatever it might be. And we saw that the sweatshirts they were wearing today look really nice, so black and white. Everybody's down with that, right?
I know, and you know what? And look, Ryan Smith likes the black and white too. I know that that's kind of
the... But look, we're looking at this right now.
Right.
What are you seeing here? You're seeing black and silver
right,
up here.
It's because of all the NHL.
Because of the NHL. Yeah. I get that, but you know what? I like it. I like the way it looks right now.
Lloyd does too. And all the Raiders fans out there, they love it too.
So we were sent...
I don't know if I love it, but
we were sent a press release today.
And?
It has a touch of light blue on it.
Uh-oh.
And that's all I'm going to say. Okay? Don't look into that too much. I'm not reporting anything. There's
Hold
a touch
a
of light, like a little icy blue on it.
How did we get this? How did we get? I didn't see it. I got the same email. I don't know if I saw the light blue on there. Yeah. Is it like the kind of thing where it's all? Did you hear?
It's just a little slightly on the outline.
It's like when you see a
NHL in Utah.
They're like, do you see the color blue on this dress or is it silver? And like, you and I start getting this like back and forth. I don't know what it's going to end up being, but I know that the 9 trademarks so far haven't moved me yet at all.
I don't think you're wrong. I think you're like everybody else. I don't think anybody is in love with anything yet.
Do you think we're going to settle? Do you think we're going to end up settling?
No. I'll finish the point I was making before was that we're hearing now this week that there's a new development that maybe they are going to try to go ahead with this. And that's why you see Ryan going on Pat McAfee saying, we're going to do a bracket of 8 names.
Yeah.
And they've been a little bit more aggressive about it. And I think that there's so much excitement about it that they're thinking, let's throw it out. Let's try to get this done. So plan A would be to have it done. But plan B is let's just do Utah Hockey Club. So they have plan A, plan B, and they're able to pull this off. Whatever it might be at that point. If you're not happy with the brand, it's not a hit, then you can wait. If you have found a hit and the fans vote number one for it and everybody is in agreement and the players like it and everybody else likes it, then we go full steam ahead. So there's a lot of – and there's even names that haven't been mentioned here. They continue to add trademarks. I was on Twitter last night, and I had an idea that occurred to me. I threw it out there.
What was it?
And it created some discussion, the Utah Scorpions.
Now, hold on. Where'd that come from?
My brain. I'm sure it's. I'm not the first one that's thought about it. It's been tossing around out there.
Is it Scorpions with a Z?
No.
Come on.
No Z's at the end of Scorpions.
Can it be 2 Z's like Scorpions?
You're trying to find. And look, I know that Scorpions aren't here in northern Utah, but they are certainly in southern Utah. You're trying to find some mascot that's intimidating in some way. You don't want to be the. I mean, like people throwing out Utah Pioneers, it works for other sports, not for hockey. Yeti feels a little bit too Disney.
Don't you love?
Although you can, I've seen some logo mock-ups out there that are pretty dang cool, and I've said on social media I'd be happy with the Blizzard with a Yeti logo. There's a lot of options out there, but you got to find something I feel like that really identifies and connects Utah with this team and with the entire world.
Let me see here. We got Jason Shepherd of BYU TV fame over here. Former KSL News Radio employee, used to be our producer on Cougar Sports Saturday.
Now BYU TV.
I would assume, hey, Jace Shepherd, are you a Blues fan, big Blues guy? Come on.
Put a headset on.
I'm going to make Jason put a headset on here.
I got to get your name, too.
Shep, what's
going
on?
Go ahead first, then I'll ask him about what he wants.
Tell me what you're
– All right.
So, first of all, Blues?
Well, I'm not – I am one of those fans who are here today to start on the ground floor up.
Yes.
Because I did fandom and hockey, they were not together growing up for me.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not that I was anti-hockey, I just didn't grow up with hockey. So I'm super excited to sort of learn this sport and grow with our team.
Awesome. I haven't, you know what?
But to answer your question, though, if I was going to follow anybody, being from Missouri, yes, it would be the Blues.
Your wife, Heather, rolling with the best shirt that we've seen so far today.
The Rick's College Vikings
shirt.
Yes.
I can't believe how retro that's become. That is a throwback. You can only get those at DI now.
I bet they had a hockey club up there at some point, probably.
Hey, and she got that from the BYU-Idaho bookstore.
Of course.
Which, by the way, is a BYU employee.
No discount.
The discount doesn't apply up at BYU-Idaho.
What's up with that?
I love it. I would say this. So, wait, do you have your own thought on the – did you see the new additions?
Yes, I've seen the new additions.
The Mammoth, the Ice. First of all, Utah Ice sounds like an adult beverage. We need to stay away from that. Come on.
I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't hate Utah
You don't
Utah
hate the ice?
Ice but right. It's not my choice. I've heard Jeremiah talk about this, and I couldn't agree more. I like the Blizzard, and if for those that are Team Yeti –
Yeah, there
they
you
got
go.
The mascot. Like
yeah,
I, that
both.
Is the best of both worlds.
Blizzard with the Yeti.
Yeah, but for me, we all know it's going to come down to three. It's going to come down to the Blizzard, the Outlaws, and the Yeti.
I love how you're like set on this. We all know that's where it's going to head.
You know that's where it's going to go.
That's how it feels.
Come on.
But we need somebody. We need another name to disrupt this.
Okay.
To make us think.
Okay.
Because I don't think anybody's like, oh, yeah, that's the name.
Look
that's it.
This guy rolling with a Utah Blaze jersey walking through like no big deal on the plaza. Let's go Utah Blaze.
That's
Let's
awesome.
Go full on. Let's go full
That's
on.
That's a Utah sports
I've seen,
fan right there.
I've seen at least seven Gordon Bombay jerseys, by the way, today. I love it.
Quack.
I fixed it. I know. But look, there's a guy rolling with the Hawks. Like the villain jersey over there of the Anaheim or the Mighty Ducks movies rolling up over there. All right. Jace,
yes.
Good to see you, man.
It's good to see you. I, for a minute, thought you were fired for a couple of weeks.
I know. We did the 1 year late paternity leave situation.
I figured.
I thought I was going to get fired because I was doing the show. All the cuss words.
I assumed you were safe because the show name never changed
during the time. Yeah.
But, yeah, I was like, where's my guy?
Hey, it's all JJ and the Ice. Look, we're just like. The new names to the show, just bring up all the amount of hockey sweaters with the most random stuff on it today. I'm loving it. I'm absolutely loving it. Shep, good to see you, man.
Good to see you, Shep.
I hope you enjoy the party because this is what it turned into. We thought there were going to be a lot of people here. I was not anticipating that they've had to readjust the line like six times already.
And there's multiple lines that wrap around
the
Delta Center.
Yes.
It's insane.
Fun times. So be like Jason Shepherd and get in on the ground floor.
It's
whatever the fandom is for the rest of this one. All right, we'll take a break. Jeremy's yelling at us here. We will come back. We got more to go. By the way, nominate your youth sports volunteer that you know for the Hercules Hero of the Week. Submit your nominations. KSLSports.com/contest. And you can listen every Thursday to our show to get that winner. Help us celebrate the efforts of all the volunteers that make the youth sports programs in your community go. You know who that person is. And we'll give them a prize courtesy of the folks at Hercules Credit Union and also Beehive Meals. We'll take that break. We'll come back at 4 o'clock. I want to remind you, as close to 4 as we can hope, You're gonna get some press conferences from inside the building. We're gonna be able to hear from I think some of the brass,
Andre Turney, the head coach, Bill Armstrong, the GM, and a couple players.
And so we've been told some players. Well, I'm looking forward to it. They're gonna introduce the team today. I think the ice is still is out. I mean, I'm assuming you're gonna be able to see. And when you go in the building today, you're gonna see the ice out. It's gonna look nice. It's gonna look like it's going to look as we get ready for this team to come to Utah. All right, we'll take the break here. More to go around the corner. 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Listen, everybody.
Real life hypotheticals to get your brain churning. As JJ and Alex ask, would you rather?
All right, welcome back to the plaza out here outside Delta Center. It is 97.5 EKSL Sports Zone. Alex Keery, Jeremiah Jensen, we together make up JJ and Alex. They have had to readjust the line for the fans that are outside the stadium here. I couldn't be more excited about this party that's happening outside Delta Center. The face painting's going for the kids. The balloon animals are being made also for the kids or adults. If you want to be that adult that pushes a kid aside to get your face painted, it'll be frowned upon, but you know, there's some ardent hockey fans out here So we've seen, I don't know, we haven't seen every NHL franchise.
We're close. I think we're two-thirds of the way.
I was going to say, at this point, it's easier to count the ones you haven't seen yet.
Yep.
More than the ones you have seen. So we've got tons going on here on the program still. We're going to bring you everything live that happens inside the stadium. We're anticipating a press conference at this 4 o'clock hour. And then also later in the show that the rest of the fans are going to be open to, because they're going to open they're going to have a press exclusive. Don't hate on us just because we're the press. But they're going to sit down with the press initially, I think shoot some TV stuff. They're doing it right, JJ, so that you guys can have something for your 6 o'clock. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Get it all ready here.
They know when the 6 o'clock news is on. They plan
exactly
this well.
So you're going to hear anytime anything goes live from the Delta Center today to be able to roll out all the players and the coaches, and I'm assuming Ryan and Ashley Smith. I know the GM is going to also speak. So we're just excited about this whole thing. Do you think Gary Bettman has just been holed up at an unmarked hotel room at Grand America the last
few
days?
He's not here today.
You don't think so?
No. No, he's not.
It's a pretty fun event.
I think he got his fill of Salt Lake City on Friday.
He probably did. Hey, listen, the jazz dancers are not jazz dancers today, by the way. They are the NHL dancers, all right? They have the full – did you see the outfits they got on?
Yeah.
It's NHL shielded. Like, that's the coolest swag I've seen all day. Like, we're trying to figure out how to get some NHL
swag.
There's
some out there. They're just not selling it.
If you're going to make me wear a leotard that has NHL stuff on it to get some NHL gear today, I'm not above it, all right? I will absolutely do it.
Alex Kieran, a leotard.
Hey, there's
next.
There's a Preds.
JJ and Alex.
There's a Preds sweater.
We got the Predators. I'm adding
Preds
to the list.
Put it down there.
Okay.
All right. Tons going on. We're going to take a quick break here because as soon as we get that, as soon as we go live from Delta Center here with the folks inside at the press conference, we're going to be able to roll it out here for you. We'll tell you who those are as soon as we get them, of course. So stay right here. More to go around the corner. Come down to Delta Center for the huge community party that there is. We've got more to go. Stay right here with us. 97.5 The KSL Sports Zone.